AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed, I'm boosted, I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah, did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine, lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marston and Tune It Out. A double dip of Marston to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, American Dream. And rocker Marston was in the Devil's Lair last week. His CD release show was on Thursday at the High Noon Saloon with Help Desk and the Regular Johns. And I had a chance to go. It was a wonderful show.
Man, I really like the new CD, Jimmy.
I do too.
I didn't get to make it to the show. How was it?
The show was awesome. Help Desk opened the show. They're fun. If you like IT support punk rock, Help Desk is the people you call. And they generally want to help you with your IT problems too.
Wow.
And of course, the Regular Johns closed out the night. They're a Queen of the Stone Age tribute band. A lot of local stars in that band. Of course, Marston had a great set. And his new CD is great. If you missed the CD release show, you could go to Marston on Facebook and grab the CD because it's just good.
How was the band?
The band was
playing
good.
For the band, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Peter, the old bassist from Wall of Funk, he was on bass.
Oh yeah.
And Brett from Lords of the Trident was on drums.
Wow.
And the rhythm guitar guy, I'm skipping his name. I can't remember his name, but he's also plays in the Mascot Theory with Eric Jellin.
Wow, that is an all-star band.
It was a great show. It was an excellent show, and it was really cool. There was a lot of good people there that I haven't seen in a long time, including James Peterson, who's just a great photographer. He was shooting the show for everybody. He caught a nice picture of Mrs. K and I. It's up on my Facebook page.
I'll go check it out, Jimmy.
Go check it out. Hey, I hope you're having a good evening on a Saturday night. It's cold in Wisconsin right now, but at least we don't have like 40 feet of snow like they do in Buffalo, right? It could be a lot worse. That's your hometown, isn't it? Or somewhere in there?
I have a lot of relatives out there in Buffalo, okay. But you know, everybody's like, wow, how are your relatives out there in Buffalo? I'm like, oh, are you kidding? They're fine, man. They're probably going down in the pantry right now going, oh, gosh, we haven't ripped this out in like 6 years. Let's eat these.
I'm disappointed the Bills moved their game against Cleveland tomorrow to Detroit because of the snow.
Did you see the stadium?
It's football, man.
Yeah, but you got to be able to somehow run on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot. I saw a couple of pictures from inside the stadium, and you know, you see those happen up in Green Bay. They get the fans out there shoveling off the seats, but that would have taken a lot, I think, to clear that stadium of the snow.
So instead of cleats, they would put snowshoes on.
Yeah, I saw a TV reporter, and he was like, well, we're going to take a measurement of the snow. And he was up to his chest in snow. And he's like, yeah, my feet aren't even on the ground.
I think here in Wisconsin, the deepest snow I ever remember is being waist high. That's the deepest I remember.
Yeah?
And that was when I was a kid.
I think in like 1977, Jimmy, it was pretty tall. It was taller than me at that time.
Was that the year we walked to school both uphill?
Yes.
Both ways uphill?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we still got a great show happening tonight here, Rocker. Tell the people what we have coming up.
Jimmy Vagley is going to talk to Terry Barr a little after 7:30. CX Kidtronic of the Atari Teenage Riot. And, you know, that guy's been around since 1985 doing DJ stuff. He's going to be in at 8:30 because he's playing at the Red Rooster. Flew in from New York City. So let's hear about that. Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy Lawn Mower. Mm. And that's Luca Pottenout and a couple other people. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, and we'll have Go Play God. They're playing a show coming up the Thanksgiving Eve at the High Noon Saloon. We'll hear all about that. And, of course, Essential Last Crack at 11.
There are a lot of shows next week after Thanksgiving. You need to get on the calendar and see where you're going to go in the future, you know? The Mamas happened last week, Rocker, and a lot of awards were handed out. Alternative Rock Album of the Year went to Fidelity's Thrill. That's easy for me to say. And their song, Twilight on the Tunnel Road. We're going to play some of that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, I'm pretty happy that this guy won a Mama. He hand-delivered this song to us when he released it. Tyler, thanks for doing that. Hard Rock Punk Song of the Year. It's Wolves and Sheep, Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I hate peace. I hate your hips. Keep on rocking in those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli. I love dolls. I love bees. I hate mosquitoes. I love running.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I'm puff trees.
I love tractors. I love bunnies. I hate flies.
I hate slackers. I love venom. I hate lies. I hate the government. I hate taxes.
I love pies. I love everybody and love it when I crush fries. I love kisses. I love dogs.
I hate wands. I hate my life and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus. I love Santa.
I hate Chrissy. I say you love America. I hate change, but I love beer.
As long as everybody hate on me, I love to watch a monkey bleed. I'll hit your face if you don't look like me. I hate the way that I hate to read. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies. I love to see. But when I see the blacks for me, I lost the love.
I hate school.
I love sports. I hate the traffic.
But I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence.
Man, I love it when that train roars.
I hate to read the fake news. I love another fake war.
I love yogurt. I love slides. I love swings. I love swimming. I love daddy. I love strength.
I love guns. I hate work.
I love fun. I hate greens.
I love getting paper, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives. I hate liberals.
I love sleep. I love my teddy bear.
I hate people.
I love treats. I love puppets. I hate chairman.
I love sweets.
I love coffee. I love juice.
And I love freaks.
Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media. I hate reading. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies. I love your sin. Look me in my eyes. See the blacks for me. I lost the love that I hate on me. Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed.
Looked at the sky and was a flame. his shoes off and walked barefoot through the grass. The air, it tasted like champagne. Felt the wind run its fingers through her hair. She wasn't feeling any pain. She was walking and she was breathing and she realized she'd never be the same. Smells something that smells just like gingerbread. She tastes nutmeg on her tongue. It reminds her of the Christmases she's fled. The innocence when she was young. She was running and she was thinking and she never realized her name. Just to clear her head that night. The sun was setting in the west. She felt something in her soul was just not right. She kept on walking on a quest. She was walking and she was breathing and she knew the darkness was her name.
That's your alternative rock album of the year, Fidelity's Thrill and Twilight on the Tunnel Road on Max Inc. Radio. Pretty cool song there. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. It's a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music from time to time. You have really good food and beer, too. Get the full menu and all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, the spaceship.tv. It's a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. You can check out the live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands, buy tickets, see a show, check listings. It's all at thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to jump in. She has an interview with Jimmy Vaguely of the Jimmies, and he'll have a couple songs from the Jimmies. They got a lot of stuff going on. And of course, Terry and Jimmy dive all into it and let you know what's happening. Plus, what else is happening today? Oh, Live in the Devil's Lair. Live music tonight on the radio. I'm looking forward to that. Lawnmower after 9 o'clock. Right now, Sexy Esther, Business of Broken Hearts. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You were the one that I had my eye on for a year or more. You thought I was the one you could rely on, but you couldn't be sure, cause I was too coy, I was too shy. I made you wait, but you didn't have the time. I just kept building you up just to bring you down. But you got to stay strong in the business of broken hearts. from the start. It wasn't meant to be, but if you could find it in your heart to one day forgive me. Oh, was it you or was it me? I fall in love with every girl I see. Did you really think you were the only one? But there's no one to blame in the business of broken hearts.
Cow chips and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo Sunday, November 20th at the Doubletree Hotel on East Washington in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for free tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets also available at the door for just $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com. Like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo Sunday, November 20th at the Doubletree in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future.
a Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy tonight with a low of 24. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Lows dip down to about 22 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 40. 45 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope you're having a great Saturday night here. Just after 7:30, 7:34, Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vagley from the Jimmys in just a moment.
She's also fine. She only wants the best, but I can't afford a kind. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Me lots of love, and when it's money I give her. When the river dries up, so does that little girl. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Well, the Cadillac is fine, Mercedes even better. To the store on her skin tight leathers. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me.
Happy to have joining us tonight, singer, songwriter, keyboardist, band leader, just all around good guy, Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmys. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is cool.
It is awesome. And I know you guys are so busy right now. So for anybody, I don't even know how this could be possible, but if someone is listening, because now this broadcasts across the entire state, how do you describe the Jimmys? Who are the Jimmys?
Who is Navin E. Johnson? Remember that?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Jimmys. I don't know. So we're a 7-piece band. We have a 3-piece horn section, and we play a lot of deep Chicago blues and New Orleans funk, kind of, and I don't know. Some Memphis horns kinds of things. It's kind of a mishmash of stuff, and it's our own stuff mostly, and I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint it. People say, you're not a blues band. Well, we are, but
yeah,
we do other stuff too.
Well, and that's awesome. That just shows off the talent in the band when you can play a whole bunch of kinds of music, you know?
Right, and I'm proud of the fact that the songwriting goes from, you know, like I said, traditional, Chicago, mm-hmm. all the way over to, you know, any kind of a funk. And I would have a hard time. I mean, I just wrote one that's kind of a Latin one that we've been playing out that is totally different from anything we've done, and one kind of like the band. So, yeah, it's fun to, you know, it's wherever your mind takes you, and it's fun. People accept it, and that's cool.
And I don't think I've ever seen a show of the Jimmys where people aren't out dancing almost instantly. That's the great thing. You get people out and just having such a fun time with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's our fan base and family and everything. I think they feel sorry for us, actually.
Oh, stop. Okay, well, I guess we really can't feel sorry for you when I'm going to talk about this. You have a ton of shows coming up. I think I counted 15 or more before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be in everywhere like Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota. Yeah. Are you looking forward to this? And is this something you try to do every year?
Yeah, we're trying to continue to spread out more and more. We we'll be in Canada next spring. And we've been trying to get back to Europe. It's always a struggle just because of the size of the band. But yes, we're always trying to spread out and get further away. We've kind of gotten a nice following in Michigan and into Canada, like I said, and New York, and down in Florida we get down a lot. We get so many gigs that it's we just fly down and play and fly home, and it's really fun and easy. But yeah, I think every band, you know, should has it within them to try and pursue to get further out and get a bigger fan base. That's kind of the idea anyway.
Yeah. Well, we are, you know, I'm still going to claim you as our own in Wisconsin, but so proud when you see bands doing this kind of thing and learning how big their fan base really is becoming. So congrats on that. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this also a good time to be busy like this with all these shows? Because if anybody doesn't know, you are a farmer. Yay, farmers! Yeah.
I'm making tens of dollars a day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I know. Everybody asks the milk price or whatever, cheese, butter, whatever. It never makes it to the farmers. But is it quieter for you in the winter so that you're able to kind of get away in these big stints like you're doing right now?
You know, part of the luxury of being the band leader, probably the only luxury, actually, is being able to, set the calendar, I guess. And so we tend, you know, we can usually make it pretty safely without inclement weather up into Christmas often. Of course, now today it's snowing. I don't know when this will air, but if it's snowing today, our first big snowstorm. And we have a tour bus, and I live way back in this old farmhouse, a giant hill and both ways and mile long. And so I'm going to have to get towed out by a farm tractor tomorrow so we can head to St. Louis. But yeah, so we tend, you know, once New Year's is done, we purposely are starting to hold off a little bit more in January, February, maybe even March. It's just to be dragging speakers and keyboards and Leslies and Hammonds and drums through snowbanks, it just doesn't have the allure anymore that it once had, you know. Yeah. It's like it's enough. And so it's nice to be able to slow down. Yeah. A band our size really does well in summer for festivals and things. So that's when we really hit hard.
Oh, I know. And really, the crowds that come to see you at festivals, incredible. What does that feel like when you look out? And obviously you see, as you said, so many fans and friends and family. But if you're looking out and seeing a lot of strangers, that must make you happy too, because it's like, ooh, new faces.
It's both. So we had, there's a woman out of Austin, Texas, Marcia Ball. She's a piano player, for those who don't know, she's my favorite living piano player, and she's been my hero for 30 years. And I, over the years, gained her friendship and her confidence. We wrote a song together. It ended up being, last year it was contemporary blues song of the year. And we played a really cool gig at Fête de Marquette this summer, and there had to be about 5,000 people there.
Wow.
And so usually when I'm doing a show, it's like, it's all like, what's the next song?
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to say between the songs? You know, how do we put this whole show together? That's usually what's always going through my mind. There's never just this clear moment or singular moment of just, I'm going to nail this solo. I'll be playing a solo and I'm going, oh, somebody else be playing the next solo. What do I do? You know, but when we did this Marcia Ball thing, Fête de Marquette, I purposely just took a second and just, you know, I was playing and I just looked around. I just really looked, you know, I have this, my favorite, most inspiring person, you know, musically in my life, sharing the stage with me.
That is amazing.
And just to look out there, and you're right, see so many strange, you know, strangers out there, but everybody's digging it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a, I mean, I just got chills just thinking about it now. Just once in a while, you do have to just stop and stare out there and see, all right, you know, this is better than milk and cows.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I forgot that this is a family show, so I went to the...
Oh, that's funny. You're funny. I like it. Hey, you just won Madison Area Music Association Award for... It was Performer of the Year, wasn't it, for the band?
For the band, correct.
That is incredible. Now, I know you have a whole shelf of awards over your time, but does it still mean something special to you to be recognized?
It is cool. You know, it's some people, you know, there's the naysayers that say, oh, it's just a popularity contest. And, you know, yeah, maybe. But I think people see it and understand that we're busting our butts. And I don't know that it's only just on your musical attributes that is being appreciated. Because we work so darn hard and we put on a really good show. And I want to believe that that has something to do with the fact that you get Performer of the Year. You know, it's because, damn it, we work really hard. We do.
Oh, we've seen it.
Yeah. You know, we'll play 150, depending on the year, 150 to 170 nights a year, you know, and for a part-time job and same seven people, it's no easy feat.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome, though. Mm. So you have the same seven people and you've been playing together for a long time. Mm. Are there any funny stories? Oh, probably way too many funny stories. But is there one you can actually tell us on the radio? Oh, no.
You could ask me this question before we started so I could go through the Rolodex of proper ones.
It's kind of more fun, though, when you don't. So.
I know. Yeah. Well, I remember not long ago, we were opening up, this was quite a few years ago when Johnny Winter was still alive and we were the opening act for him, and they didn't get the name of the band on the poster on time. So it's Johnny Winter with special guest or opening act TBA to be announced.
Oh,
right?
No.
It's TBA, right? And so we show up for sound check and we're, you know, getting everything set. And, you know, there's these big bodyguards, you know, standing by the stage, making sure, you know, we're getting done and people are starting to comb in and everything. And the bodyguard standing or the security guard guy is standing there and he goes, you know, that was great sound check. Thanks. He goes, you know, you guys are fantastic. You're everywhere. I see you everywhere advertised. And I go, locally goes, well, TBA, you're everywhere. I see it on stadiums and everything. You know, he's like, to be announced, he didn't realize.
Was he serious?
Oh, yeah. He was
serious. No.
I had to let him down. I was afraid I was going to get punched. Yeah.
And how do you not laugh? Oh, my goodness.
I know. You got to be nice. He didn't know any better.
Oh, that's a good one, though. And I can totally relate. I think everybody sure can.
Plenty of other stories that are R-rated or beyond, so that'll do for now.
I recall one, and I probably can't say too many details either, but when I was in the green room at the East Side Club with you and the band, and we'll just leave it there.
East Side Club.
Yeah.
Oh,
Oh. You guys had some concoction you were enjoying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and you made me enjoy it, too. And then I walked out and I went, woo!
We do that from time to time. Yeah.
It was fun. You made me feel special to be included.
Well, you know what? I say it a lot, too, because like bands are often like sponsored by guitar companies or strings or drumsticks. You know, we're sponsored by Glarus Brewery and Jose Cuervo. So, yeah. You know. People must know it was nothing nefarious. It was just a little drinky poo going on.
There you go. And it was a blast with you guys. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
They are a good clan.
Yeah. Anything I didn't ask you that you want to share? Otherwise, my last question really is, what would you say is the best way for all of us to keep up with you and all the adventures of the Jimmies?
Well, obviously, going on to our website gets a lot of information to yourselves, thejimmies.net. We also have switched into the 20th century, is it? And with Instagram.
Oh, very good.
Insta something. Mm-hmm. And but I have people now that do stuff. So because like, as you know, I could barely get onto this Zoom call.
We're here now, and that's all that matters. Oh,
man. But yeah, so we have like our Facebook page is really interactive, and we actually have, you know, we involve the fan base in the Facebook page and Instagram and everything, and have somebody that's running that is really good at what she does.
Excellent.
People, she'll chime in and do something, and they'll think it's me, you know.
Oh, like, well, always.
Really,
yeah.
Good video. It says, well, I don't know nothing. You know.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we are so grateful to you for taking time to chat and wish you a wonderful tour ahead and safe travels with the big bus.
Yeah, thank you. And make sure you come out in December, especially. We have a lot of local, even around Christmas or Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm sorry. We're in Janesville on the Wednesday before, and the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we're at Red Rooster, and we're back at the Red Rooster for New Year's. And
nice.
All over the place. So come check us out, please.
And if you haven't seen the Jimmies, I'm going to invite you to go too, because it's always a good time.
Always. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, m'lady.
Drinking red wine. No more bourbon. I'm gonna try something off the vine. I put the cork back in the bottle. It's easy. I quit drinking it 1,000 times. Thank you.
drunk and lonesome all the time. The way the Jews have left me.
Local music, the Jimmies there, and drinking before that, She's Got a Habit, started at the half hour. Thanks to Terry Barr and Jimmy Vaguely for giving us the awesome conversation this evening. So awesome. I want to get on the Jimmy's bus. That's what I want to do, Rocker.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. It's an old Van Gelder bus.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. 4 locations in the Madison area, Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And Rocker, grab your dancing boots and join Wisc Country 105.5 FM on Civic Media at Bee's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids, 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd, to hear the music of Jackson Taylor live. He's influenced by classic country sound. Wisconsinite Jackson Taylor performs covers and acoustic music from the 90s on up. Plus, he has many amazing originals. Your country heart is sure to fall head over heels for Jackson Taylor. Put your best blue jeans on and join Wisc Country 105.5 FM at Bee's Tap House on Saturday, December 2nd for Jackson Taylor Live. And I love the cross promotion with the Civic Media stations. That's pretty cool. Randy Sins is from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And he has a new song album. We'll play it right now for you. Along with you. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. What I'd give to have the power to read your mind 1 hour. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, have you for my own. This would be a joy unending, could be a real beginning. How I'd love to be alone with you.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.